Hi, it's Mac. It's McCoggan here in Audio Boo. Just been listening to Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream relate his disappointment in his shopping for a camper van. As Adrian said, it's either too short, too long, too small, too tall, too wide, too deep, not enough features, too many features, too expensive. It's a whole... a whole minefield shopping for. It's bad enough shopping for a car, but when you're shopping for something like a camper van. And of course, recently, Richard Tubbock, who is Big Rick at all, one word, has purchased a motorhome, which is different from a camper van. Adrian was looking for a camper van, and which is basically a smaller version of a motorhome. And Richard picked up a nice, I think it was an auto trail, if I remember correctly, for his family to go haul, a second hand one to go holidays with. And that, I actually mentioned that a long while ago, that long before Rick got his motorhome, that myself, my wife, had been seriously contemplating getting one of those beasties and getting away, you know, for longer periods in our own home or even over to Europe via the ferries. Because flying's a killer, you know, at times, unless it's a short hop to Spain or Italy or somewhere. Flying can be a bit of a killer and a bit of a time waster as well. So we had seriously considered getting one. But we'd already decided, if we were going to get one, it'd be a motorhome. Now, we had contemplated hiring one. But, you know, there's even a company who, in our local town here, who began hiring out, I think they've got two, I can't remember if it's Discover Scotland or something, but they have a couple of motorhomes for hire. But, you know, the prices to hire these things, especially high season, I mean, it's not to say we would hire high season, but even low season, they're not exactly cheap to hire for a week. And add on to that your fuel and your site fees to what you're already paying out for to hire one of these things for a week. And these aren't giant ones, by the way. But that's been the case for a long while. I've studied pricing motorhomes. I've studied and studied for a long, long while. And to be honest with you, in this country, at least, the prices for hiring are pretty prohibitive unless you've got loads of wonga, which we don't have. Even if we did have, it's like looking and saying, what, really, for a week? That amount for a week? But then again, these people are basing it on popularity and tourist prices and all kinds of things. People who come over and just have the money coming on holiday or vacation to pay for them. So we knuckled down the fact that if we were going to get one, we were going to have to buy one and buy a second-hand one. And I'll tell you a very quick story about that. Up at Andrus Farm, you know Andrus Farm, I go, he has a caravan park on there, a long-stay caravan park, so it's not your normal one that you would pull in with your touring caravan or your camper van, although you can, but most of the people up there are long-stay. Some people work on contracts and staying in big hobby static touring caravans, which are basically static. And while I was up there doing a wee job recently, a guy came over from a big motorhome and asked to borrow a wee spanner. And when he came over to return it, I asked him if it was his motorhome. He said, yeah. I said, do you mind if I have a wee look? Cause, and explained the story about me and my wife. No problem, he says. In fact, I just sold it. So went over, and as we were walking over, I says, what did you sell it for? And he told me he'd done a deal with a caravan guy down in Bigger, I believe it was, and they were doing an exchange plus money for a static caravan to come up onto the site and replace the motorhome because he was no longer in need of the motorhome. And he just sold it for £23,000. He said, I had hoped to get 28, but I got 23. He said, I'm just going to be satisfied with that, to be honest. You know, when I saw this van, this motorhome, I should say, not van, inside and out, I was gobsmacked that he'd sold it for 23. Had he not sold it, I'd have been on the phone to my wife and shut down the road, picked her up, brought her back up to see it, because honestly, You know, and I know guys are sorely tempted, you know, to buy things that their wives may not, you know, be very happy that they bought. But honestly, this for 23 grand, my God, I'd have happily given them the 28 for it. It was just in stunning condition. It's six berth. Oh, fantastic machine. No point in going into depth because it was sold. Tough cookie, you see. But with Adrian, you know, well, let's go back to Rick. Rick's he's not complaining. He's been perfectly honest. He's picking out the wee things that annoy him about Dolly. And Dolly is Motorhome's new name. Certain things about it. And, you know, my attitude to that is you're always going to get that. You're never going to get something that's perfect. And he'll settle down and accept its wee vagaries. Is that the correct word, vagaries? No. Vagaries? Ah, hell. It's wee foibles. That's a better word, isn't it? So, Rick will settle down and just accept them. Because there's nothing, anything perfect. You could go out there and spend, you know, 50 grand on a motorhome and still say, oh, there's nothing wrong with it except, you know, it's really heavy on the fuel. So it's got everything you ever want, but it's heavy on the fuel, or it's heavy on tyres. You know, you're never going to get the perfect beastie, so you have to accept it. And if you buy second-hand, of course you're going to find things that's not right with it. It's like buying a second-hand car. You're not long down the road of having to exchange your money before you find out the rattles and, you know, and the things that are loose and, yeah, all those kind of things. So, and I guess with a motorhome or a camper van, you're going to find that. But back to Adrian and his disappointment in not getting or not seeing what he would have liked. You know, at the end of the day, we all kind of set this mental picture and all the wee details that we'd like. So when we go looking for something like that, they said it's much more complex than going and buying a car, because you have to consider living in these, which you don't in a car, do you? You have to consider living in them, travelling, being able to perform your ablutions and cook and drink and eat and drive and sleep. And so really, I'd say even more so than buying any car or van, it's probably 10 times more difficult to get the, maybe even more than that, to get what you're actually looking for and for the money you're prepared to pay. So Adrian says some of horrendous prices. But what I would say to Adrian is that I know he's going to have to get rid of his MG, his beloved MG, in fact, if he gets one, is what you've taken into consideration, Adrian, is perfectly valid, because it's not just what the vehicle has to suit you and its running costs and all the things in it, but then you have to think of storage. If you can you store it at home? Can you store a motorhome at home? Do you have the room, or are you going to have to pay for a local farmer who does storage to put it on his farm and keep it for you till you're going to use it, and you're going to have to pay him X amount of money? Granted, it's not normally expensive to do that, but it means it's not at your home, which is the perfect situation, so you can go out to it any time and do anything you want to do with it, go faster stripes or whatever. But anyway, so buying these things is difficult, and trust me, I've done so much homework on them. And the only thing that's stopped us from buying one at the moment is because we have other plans coming along I was going to say 1965. I don't know why. For 2015, when I'm officially retired at 65, we've got something, one particular thing I can't actually talk about at the moment, but I will talk about if things go through. And then we've the plans of possibly moving away completely. Hopefully, in my mind, hopefully, moving away completely. But I'd still dearly love to try, at least try the motorhome scenario, to go away up the west coast of Scotland, not just for a week or 2 weeks, but to go away from home and to spend 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks away and then come back when you feel like coming back, you know. And staying at home for as long as you feel like staying at home. And I think that's the kind of freedom it would give me, and you know, Rick is obviously still in employment, and as is Sarah, and the kids have all got school, so they're in the position that I'd have been in, you know, quite a number of years ago with my children. That you can't go away and do it for that. So his will be for mini breaks and for annual holidays, etc. But Adrian's on his own, and Adrian can go whenever he likes. So instead of just shooting down to certain places in his local area, travelling a couple hundred miles and back in a day in his pocket rocket or MG, he could go away and possibly stay over, you know, and even if it makes a, you know, just into a long weekend. And that's the deal of camper vans and motorhomes. And if you're on your own, really a motorhome's just too big. Camper van's perfect for that. So there is a lot to study, and before you part your pennies, because at the end of the day, as I said, much more than any car, once you've spent your pennies, there's a whole lot of things that you're going to find out about it, especially if it's second hand. If it's new, well, possibly you won't have to look for anything that's going to be wrong with it, hopefully, but you're going to have to pay through the nose to get one in the first place. So it's back to the old minefield again, isn't it? So all I'll say is, I've already wished Rick all the best in his motorhome with his family. I hope that Adrian keeps looking, because it's obviously something that was in his mind, and not to just abandon it at the moment and think about all those kind of things about, you know, the long term of getting away for mini breaks on his own and not just day trips. Because it is, getting away is a different life from day trips or even an overnighter. Getting away for 3-4 days, even just 3 or 4 days at a time, is a different life. It's a different type of break than that old one day or one night away break. So I hope he keeps looking and finds what he's looking for the right money, of course. Unfortunately, if he does, the MG's going to have to go, which is probably tugging at his heartstrings at the moment. So just my thoughts on motorhomes, camper vans, and an alternative way of getting away from it all. Thanks for listening. Cheery bye the noo.